Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for Dirty Work.
It's Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello? So you think you can help me?
Yeah. We can help you.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Tanya.
Hey, Tanya, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Can you help me prove that my ex-husband is a lying p***?
Oh! Okay. Yeah, excuse me, I'm not used to hearing those words. I don't know, can we? I mean, you say this is your ex-husband?
Yeah, his name's Dale.
Okay, and you think he's lying to you?
Yeah.
Okay, about what?
So one of my best friends from college, like literally a woman who was in our wedding, is getting married. And she's having her bachelorette party the last weekend in April in Vegas. And I have never been to Vegas, so I was like crazy excited. And the first thing I do is check my calendar, and I'm sort of counting backwards in my head. Anyways, it turns out that's the weekend of the party. I have my kids, so I can't go. So I call Dale and I'm like, listen, I've never asked you to switch with me, but can you please take the kids the last weekend of April? If you do them, I'll take them the next 3 weekends. And he's like, nope, sorry, can't do it.
No!
Oh, wow, just like that?
Yeah, just like that.
And did you ask him why he can't do it?
So he claims he has a work event that weekend in Richmond, and I know it's a lie.
So you ask him nicely, please switch this one weekend with me, and he says no.
Correct.
Have you ever switched weekends for him?
All the time. Like, I switch when he wants to go fishing. I switch a couple weeks ago when he's sick. I even switched last year so he could play in, like, a freaking kickball tournament.
Oh, no. He's one of those grown-ups who plays on a kickball team?
Yeah, every summer.
Okay. Hey, don't make fun of kickball. It's fun, okay?
Dear Lord. Okay, so you said you want us to prove he's lying to you. Is it about having to work that weekend? You want us to prove he's lying about that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm completely sure he's lying about it because anything that involves me actually enjoying myself, he has to ruin.
Okay, so, all right, so a couple of questions. You said this Vegas thing was in April?
Yeah, it's the last weekend in April.
The last week in April. Okay, give me the exact dates for that weekend real quick.
Okay, 26th, 27th, 28th.
26th, 27th, 28th. Okay, and now with the kickball thing, do you know anybody else on his team?
Yeah, I know like everyone on the team.
You know everyone on the team. Okay, is there like a captain of the team?
Yeah, his friend Mike is the one that put the team together.
Mike, okay. So listen, I'm going to need Mike's last name. And I also need you to hang on line so we can get your ex-husband's phone number, okay? I think I have a pretty funny idea when we come back, but it's definitely going to prove if he's telling the truth or not. So we will do that when we come back next.
Hello?
Hey, can I speak to Dale, please?
This is Dale.
Hey, Dale. My name is Jeff Diplo. I'm a friend of Mike. I got your number from him. Quick question. Do you still play any kickball at all?
Yeah, actually, I play on Mike's team every summer.
Okay, awesome. Listen, I'm putting together a team that's going to be playing a charity exhibition game in April against the women of Hooters. It's basically a team of like all their calendar girls, and they travel from city to city, and they raise money for you know a bunch of stuff and charities. They're coming to Norfolk. I'm in charge of putting a team together that they play against. Are you interested in playing at all?
Yeah, I mean, of course I am. I'm gonna draft Mike if he can play.
Oh, yeah, he's already in. And he was like, let me give you a few phone numbers of some other guys that might want to play.
Yeah, I'm definitely in. When is it?
It's going to be the last Saturday in April, so that would be April 27th. It's a doubleheader, so there's an early game, then there's a whole lunch with the ladies that we get to do, and then there's an evening game after that.
Okay, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely in. Yeah.
Okay. Now, do me a favor. Double check your calendar real quick before I lock you in here. It's April 27. You sure you got nothing going on already?
No, I'm wide open, man. Put me down.
Okay, great. Okay, so listen, I'm going to be calling you back in a couple weeks to give you an update on everything, and I'll let Mike know that you are in.
Okay, great. That sounds good.
All right, sir. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, man. Thanks a lot.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, wow. Okay, so Tanya?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's lying his ass off.
I f-ing knew it.
Okay, listen, let's do this just to make sure. Okay, we'll call him back and let's use one of the request lines to do it, not the hotline. So when he answers, look, if he answers, just tell him it's you. And if he asks about the number you're calling from, just say you're calling from work or something. But when he answers, though, ask him one more time if he can watch the kids on that weekend and see if he still says no, okay? And then if he does, I'll jump on the call with you, okay? All right, hang on one sec.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. Sorry to bug you, but I'm at work, and I have to let them know if I need the Friday off for this trip to Vegas. So are you still not able to help me?
No. I'm sorry. I can't do it.
So you can't get out of the work thing?
I mean, well, actually, I got out of the work thing, but, you know, I got this big charity I got to do, so I'm not going to be around. It's going to probably take most of the weekend.
Oh, actually, Dale?
Hello?
Yeah, this is Jeff Diplo. I just called you. Yeah, that kickball thing with the Hooters girls, it got canceled. So don't worry about it, okay?
Okay, wait. How are you on the phone right now? Did you just call me back?
No, actually, Dale, this isn't Jeff. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. And right now, you're on Dirty Work Wednesday. Oh, Tanya asked us to check if you were lying about having to work the weekend she asked you to switch. And Tanya, looks like you were right.
Yeah, it looks like it was.
So, Dale, you confirmed with us that you are indeed not working the last weekend in April. And now that our imaginary kickball tournament is canceled, I'd say it looks like you pretty much got the whole weekend wide open.
Yeah, pretty much.
So now are you going to watch your own kids that weekend? Or do we need to let everybody know that you had enough time for Hooters girls, but not for your own children?
You know what? Out of all the immature shit you can pull, this has to be the worst. Like, grow the hell up, Tanya.
Hold on. Don't blame Tanya. The whole kickball thing was our idea, not hers. Mm-hmm. And also, as far as telling someone to grow up, don't you think it's a little ironic coming from a man who excels at a sport that's part of like a third grader's curriculum? I mean, hearing somebody say, hey, grow up. Now I got to go play kickball. Like, you got to admit, that's pretty funny.
You know what, bro? Why don't you just f*** off?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.